everybody. Welcome. Welcome for another just kind of a friendly geek cave chat. I'm Darren.
Hi, everybody. Please sit down by the fire. Warm the cockles of your heart. I'm Justin.
And I'm Chad.
Oh, all right.
He saves it all for the main podcast. He's on autopilot now.
Oh, wait. Shit. Shoot. Were we supposed to do like fireside chat stuff? Like, was I supposed to channel my inner FDR?
A little bit, I guess. I don't know.
I am, but that's just a personal choice.
I apologize.
It's okay. We can channel.
We're not going to edit it. Don't even.
No, I wasn't saying we were going to. We can channel a little bit of your inner Chad Savage, because this is a topic that you actually suggested.
Yes, it is. It was one of those things that, as we've been kind of forced to stay in,
yeah.
Disney said, hey, remember Mulan, that live action thing that was supposed to come out in theaters? Do you want it?
Eh.
Sure.
It cost you $30. If you've got Disney Plus,
so
you can keep it as long as you want, or as long, well, whether you want it or not, you can keep it as long as you keep Disney Plus.
So this is like even a worse deal than like the free games you get from PlayStation Plus or whatever, whereas at least those are free unless your subscription expires. This is you pay for it and then you get access as long as you have a subscription, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's how they play this out. And so I got a couple of things.
Oh, just a couple.
All right.
Well, because Disney's not dumb when it comes to making money. I think that this is a decision that stemmed from pre-COVID conversations. You know, think about this like January, all right? It's cold, it's wet, it's unsafe to get out, and Disney has this conversation like, you know, I wonder what people would pay to not go to the theater but be able to watch theatrical releases at home. You know, you got your person, you've got your spouse, you got three kids, you know, they're already spending, you know, let's say it's a cheaper theater and it's $8. So they're all already spending $40 before they even get a snack. I bet $30 they'd do it.
But you're paying for the experience too, though.
I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is that given the choice between paying $30 for a theatrical movie or taking three children to the theater, I'm going to pay the $30 at home and just make popcorn and pause it when they have to go to the bathroom 9 times. Now for guys like us that like going to the movies and are movie guys, it's a bad deal. But I could see my parents, you know, back in 1989. Oh, yeah, maybe we do Little Mermaid at home.
Yeah, I can see. I can see that. Yeah.
So there's that first piece. But what drifts it into the not really a good idea piece for me now is we've all been shut up inside for months.
Oh, yeah.
At least those of us who are paying attention and doing our part. You know, who are aware of a global community. For those of us doing that, and in recognition that theaters are, for the most part, closed, I don't really want to fake a theatrical experience right now. I am far happier watching reruns of Daria and just pretending I'm back in, you know, high school, early college, and, you know, choosing to go nowhere than I am watching a theatrical release and being like, I could be sitting, you know, in a room that somebody else has to clean right now.
Well, you know, there's that. So, well, you see, the trick is on chore day, you make sure that that's not your chore.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Yes, I will absolutely do the dishes today if you...
So here is the question, and here's kind of where I want to steer this. Is this a good idea for post-COVID?
Mm.
You know, it's still $30, and you get to hold on to it as long as you've got Disney Plus, or is $50 that particular month just a step too far?
I think it's too much now. I'm already paying the membership for Disney Plus. So to pay an extra $30, I know that when you factor in the cost of movie tickets, of popcorn and all that, but to pay an extra $30 just to be able to have the privilege of watching it on a platform I'm already paying for, it's just, I don't know. To me, it I guess I'm of two minds. One, it depends on the movie. Like, how badly do I want to see Mulan? Not that bad. But if it was, I don't know, they've managed to get Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans back for Captain America, the buddy cop movie, or something like that. Yeah, I'll drop some cash to see it. But secondly, and we've talked about this at length, you know, I'm a big fan of Xbox Game Pass. I think it's a great deal when it comes to gaming. But I'm also a critic of paying for multiplayer gaming because it's one of those things where you shouldn't really have to pay it. These servers are already maintained. And then we get into ownership of something. Mm-hmm. If I'm paying $30, I want to own that thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm paying $30 for a license for that thing, I'm no longer interested in that thing.
It kind of follows that if you want to watch it, if you wait 3 or 4 months, you'll be able to order it on Blu-ray.
For like 21.
And then you'll actually have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
See, what I think, what makes more sense to me is, okay, it's a brand new movie.
Right.
Fine. They want to make a little extra scratch on it. Fine. Go the Amazon route where you can rent it through Disney Plus for a couple bucks. And then after amount of time, it just goes up where you can watch it wherever. So they make that initial amount of cash. I mean, I can watch free stuff on Amazon Prime all day long. But there are some things that, okay, it's new. I want to watch it. Sure, I'll rent it for $3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think another thing that comes into play here, sorry, Justin, is that...
Oh, no, it's fine.
Disney being relatively new to the streaming world, maybe they're trying to just throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks. And with Hamilton being a runaway success for them, I mean, their subscriptions just jumped exponentially when that came out. Maybe they're thinking, well, that was a movie we were going to hold on to till 2021, and it worked out really well. I wonder what else we can get away with.
But they didn't charge extra for Hamilton.
No, maybe they're thinking they should have.
I bet there's somebody kicking themselves in the butt going, you know, if we had just did an extra $5 for Hamilton.
And $5 extra, or 10, yeah.
You know, we would have made millions of dollars. So...
Yeah, like Darren said, you're already getting the subscription money out of us.
So when we do this premium video on demand or premium streaming or whatever the heck it is that they're calling it, you take something like Trolls World Tour, and in like its first month, it made, I think it was like $178 million.
It was crazy.
Which is like,
yeah,
it took the original Trolls about 3 months to do that same thing. And Scoob made way more money than they expected on a movie that, while not bad, wasn't really burning any, you know, houses down with its brilliance.
No, it was a Scooby-Doo movie.
And so I wonder if they're kind of looking at... This is a way for us to get our movie theater profit. And now people maybe they don't buy the Blu-ray. Then again, maybe we just take it off of Disney Plus in 6 months because, like Darren said, you're just paying for the license.
I can't imagine the outcry if people pay $30 for Mulan and then 6 months later, it's not there anymore, because Amazon's done that with books, really old books, like 1984 by Georgia.
Yeah, so, that one is a bit on the nose.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised. The mouse is always trying something a little underhanded, but oh man.
We're not here to solve any problems. I'm curious about it. This is such a radical departure from what we've seen in this, at least in this realm. You know, we've seen these things from video game companies for a while.
Oh yeah.
Movies, I thought better of you. You'd been around so much longer that you should have learned the better lessons.
And honestly, I'm not going to pay $30 to go see a live-action remake of Mulan if there's no singing and no Mushu.
See, everyone's talking about that, and that neither of those things bother me.
No, but it's just one of those, okay, are you going for the more historically accurate? Because if so, then doesn't she die at the end? Because that's what happened.
Depends on when you stop the movie.
Depends on when you stop with the movie. Yes, I suppose.
I mean, bear in mind, Jesus Christ Superstar and, you know, so on and so forth, they stopped before the resurrection. I mean, it's just, where do you want to stop the movie?
I suppose, yes.
I mean, if you show her getting old and dying, then maybe that's a problem, but...
Okay, Chad, you're throwing logic into my fake argument here, okay?
I know. Don't try to take out with logic what logic didn't put in there.
Exactly.
Well,
I'm not even demanding Eddie Murphy's Mushu. I just want a talking cute little dragon. That's all. Hell, it doesn't even need to be talking. I just want a cute little red dragon.
Maybe there will be.
No, they would have included that in the previews.
Maybe it's one of those things that, like, it sits on her bedside table. And it's just like in one little establishing shot.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's
I could see them doing
great.
I could see them doing a little Easter egg like that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's callback. So
all I know is Disney, dishonor on you, dishonor on your family, dishonor on your cow.
Snatch that hat right off their heads.
Yeah.
Well then. Well, okay. That was pretty much all I wanted to round table.
No. That's fair.
It's a weird idea, and I don't know that I'm on board with it. I think it'll be interesting to see how it succeeds or fails and where it goes from there.
Yeah.
Because if this brings in $250 million, you can bet that every movie they have is going to do this.
Yeah. I think if they bundled it with, I don't know, Black Widow or something, but still at the $30 price tag for two movies... Yeah, that's a lot more palatable.
What's this? It's the Love Bug remake to the remake, the second sequel. How much it cost me? $400. Well, $420.
Oh, well, yeah.
This
gotta
month.
Got to have tax.
Next month, you're going to re-up it. Every month you want it, it's going to cost an extra buck.
Ugh.
Well, eventually you figure out what people will no longer pay, and then you just set your price a little bit below that.
Suppose, yeah.
Yeah, I just hope they don't take the wrong message. Like, let's say it doesn't garner any extra purchases, whatever. Disney could go one of three ways. Either A, okay, maybe we asked for too much money.
Mm-hmm.
B, huh, so I guess audiences don't want to see a film led by a female Asian.
That is exactly the lesson they'll garner from it.
Mm-hmm.
Or C, huh. Well, I guess what they really want is another Maleficent movie.
I can see options B and C being what they come to the conclusion to.
No, you nincompoops. What we want is a release of Gargoyles.
Yes!
D, 6 months from now. We've decided to put more Batman in it.
But you don't own Batman. Not yet.
You know, that's really what Ghosts of Tsushima was missing.
All right. Well, Yeah, if you have a topic suggestion or you want to give us feedback on this particular topic, you can do so on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram now. Just look for Deep Cave Podcast. Or you can email us, deepcavepodcast@gmail.com.
Please send all complaints, attention, Darren.
Yeah, that's...
all praises, attention, Chad. And all recipes involving, like, powdered sugar or whipped cream, attention, Justin.
See you guys.